This is Commercial Real Estate Secrets. I'm your host, Aviva. I'm a commercial real estate owner, broker, and your guide to low vacancy and high returns. Commercial Real Estate Secrets is at the intersection of real estate and reality, where the high-stakes world of brick and mortar meet the digital age. Ready to build your empire? This is Commercial Real Estate Secrets.
This week's listener of the week is MB Virtue. MB, thank you so much for leaving us a five-star review. And for those of you listening, if you leave us a five-star review below, you might be next week's listener of the week. I am very excited for this week's episode of Commercial Real Estate Secrets. We have Joe Killinger of Commercial. Of course, I butchered it. Joe, what's your brokerage?
Commercial Brokers International.
Commercial Brokers International. And something I love about Joe is I get inundated with 4 million questions a day about being a commercial real estate broker with an online presence. And Joe could write the book. So I'm excited selfishly to learn from Joe in this untapped, undiscovered world we live in. Joe is a full service broker out of Los Angeles. And thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me, Aviva.
So Joe, let's do me a favor and tell the audience who you are, what you do, and what brought you here today.
So I'm a partner at Commercial Brokers International. We also have Icon Capital. It's a mortgage brokerage company. We're a partner in that. And we have CRE affiliate networks. We have a affiliate group of independent commercial real estate brokers around the globe. Well, around the globe too, I guess. We have about 5 international clients, but 26 numbers altogether. And again, they're all full service independent brokers that work together around the country. And Commercial Brokers International, I have with my business partner, George Pino. Aviva, I think you've met George at the CREI Summit meetings, and you've actually met some of our agents as well. And we've got an incredible group they work very well. Our company culture is our pride and joy.
I don't say this for any other reason, but to just be honest, if I could choose any brokerage in the country to join, if I could dismiss my ego and not have my own brokerage, I would want to be a part of your brokerage because George is awesome. Ari's awesome. Your whole brokerage, like you said, the culture, it's just, I've never even stepped foot in your office, but it seeps out from meeting you guys and seeing your content, and everybody's super cool. So,
We have fun. We have a lot of fun. You know, the business is, as you know, even the business is hard, right? And if you've got to surround yourself with people that make it, and you're going to get kicked in the teeth every day. So you want somebody that's going to be like, you know, Joe, let's move on. Let's move beyond that. Let's go do something fun. Let's create some more business together. And so that's important for us because it's just, I love the business, but I just love having a very supportive team.
It's funny you say that you have to get kicked in the teeth every day. I say, I get kicked in the mouth for breakfast. And and I noticed there was a point in my career where at the beginning when I was doing deals and a big one was coming to a close or something that was big for me at the beginning, I would like wake up at night and be up all night thinking about you know, I've been in the business now for 8 years. Now, thankfully, I've been able to separate myself from those nights where I sit up and worry about things I have no control over.
It's the curse of being an entrepreneur. I mean, if you're a true entrepreneur, that's what we deal with.
Hey, but you got to love getting kicked in the teeth for breakfast or else this business is not for you.
Yeah, it really is. But the thing is it really is, you get out of this business what you put into it. And if you're going to show up at the office at 10 and leave at 3 and put a piece of content out, make 10 or 15 calls, then you're probably not going to make any money in commercial real estate. But you got to take that first 18 to 24 months in the business and you've got to build a business. You've got to show up at 8:30 in the morning, do your, you know, 80 to 100 phone calls a day, get your content out, never, ever stop learning. That's the thing, is you don't stop learning.
And I want to get into your journey with social media and just your online presence. I feel, you know, something you just said was you have to be willing to learn. Something I feel that has been my advantage and all the really social media front-facing brokers' advantage is that so many people in our business refuse to learn or want to really just step into 2024 and the realities of brokerage in the 21st century. And I empathize because it's just done nothing but build our book of business.
Yeah.
So my question for you, and I'm sure you've seen that firsthand as well, when did you start in the business and when did you realize social media was going to be a thing that would impact it?
I started in the mid 90s, but I was doing auctions, real estate auctions. And that is, if you know the way an auction works, it's all marketing based. And when we got to, you take a property and you put it out on the market for everybody to see it and everybody show up. And we would take listings from, and these were residential, this was for the RTC, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae. We were doing those back then. And agents, residential agents would have these homes or small apartment buildings listed, then get them sold. We'd take them to auction and we would get a higher price than those guys had it listed for before. And so, and the way that was done was through our mass marketing. We'd run, back then there was no internet really. So it was a full page LA, it was in LA, it's in around Los Angeles, LA based. And so full page in the LA Times, which was crazy expensive. We had email lists that we created. We had an 800 line that people can call into. I mean, but I saw the power of marketing then. And then so when the internet started going and these websites started popping up and it was free marketing, I'm like, it's free? You know, how do I make this work for me and for our company? And so I was right off the bat. So we hired, I just did a video with George Giant 10 minutes ago about how we got started with Commercial Brokers International. He'll be out on the YouTube channel. But when we started, we first off brought in a young guy out of USC that had this master's in how to really set all this up. He had a master's in marketing. I applied, I don't remember what his exact degree was in, applied something to marketing. But he studied the colors. He studied the design. He studied all that 18, 19 years ago. And so we started back then working on our SEO. And so it was really something. And then all of a sudden, the site started hitting the Facebooks and all that. And we're like, wow, this is going to be, I can't believe it's free from what we used to have to pay. And so we really embraced it. You know, you can go on and look. If you look at our Commercial Brokers International, or you Google a commercial broker in Los Angeles, we're in the top few brokers. And we don't do any paid advertising. It's all from content creation and understanding how SEO works. And so it's just marketing that is, we're consistent. Consistency is a key. We put something out every day. We take a look at our analytics almost every day. What's working, what isn't. We try new things. We fail a lot. Things that I think are like, oh, last year, and I just really kill it. And you look at the analytics the next day, and you're like, oh.
Really?
Just because it's you know, really humanizing, because if you think you've really got this down, you probably know. Well, there's going to be something that we as humans are funny people, what we like, and you know, it changes. So, and you know, you're probably hearing that TikTok might be going away, and people spend a lot of time and money into growing that business, and now that's going to be gone. It's something you have to stay on top of.
So, for the listeners, what is the impact of having your brokerage be one of the top ranking organic Google results in Los Angeles? What does your inbound look like from that?
So we work on our SEO. We do our SEO every 3 to 4 months. And yeah, I just did a post up this morning on all platforms about, here's two things you can do to bring in more leads. If you haven't done your SEO in the last 3 to 4 months, it's time, and consistently redoing every 3 to 4 months. And then build a funnel. Bring people into your website. You got to build that funnel and let people come into your business. And we generate about 3 to 4 leads per week, of which about 2 to 3 of those actually translate to revenue per month. And so on a good month. And so we get a lot of people that are like, hey, I want to hear from this freaking pickleball thing. If I get one more pickleball person, call me and say, hey, I want to start a pickleball company. I'm like, okay. So our agents know how. I mean, when cannabis happened, I'm sure it happened to you in Colorado, and the phones just started ringing off. It was all day, every day. So you have to really understand how to vet people. But yeah, the can of the pickleball now is like, hey, I want to open my pickle. Okay, walk me through your business plan. Walk me through your financing. Walk me through. And but now we have a couple of them that are solid, but these companies are impressive. They can tell you, I'm going to keep the court leased out for this amount of time. It's going to generate this much revenue every day. And they've got merch that they're going to do. They've got concessions they're going to do. They've got it all figured out. They've got their financing in place. It's hard to sell the final location.
Big footprints and hard to place, but
yeah. And so I just saw one in Austin that's on a roof in a parking garage. That was brilliant.
Wow.
Yes. Oh. And they have their own little concessions up there. It's brilliant what they did.
Wow.
Never thought that was. Yeah.
I think something people don't realize when we talk about leads and you say, okay, 2 to 4 a week or maybe 2 or will materialize. I don't think people understand that those can be very significant leads. The cool thing about our business is that we sell arguably one of the most high ticket items you can sell, which is commercial real estate. And so sometimes you only need a couple. Sometimes 2-4 leads is too much. I mean, I know you have a number of brokers who work under you.
Yeah, we feed it out to the agents, yeah.
But the numbers might not make your head spin, but we're not selling baseball caps. We're selling buildings. And those numbers will make your head spin. So it's impressive.
Yeah, you got to remember, they may not, if a lead comes in now, we've got a lot of, we've nurtured one for 2 years and they're just now getting going. But they call and go, oh, I want to start this business. We walk them through it. They're like, oh, you're not anywhere near ready. And so you got to get your business plan put together. You're going to have to show this. Since this is your first location, you're going to show this to a landlord. You're going to have to get approved. We got to work on your financing. We got to season a lot of this. And they're so thankful now that we took the time to work with them all these years. It's not been a lot of time. It's maybe been once every couple months for 15, 20 minutes, just an update call. Where are you guys at now? And so they've got everything. And they're ready to go. At one point, they're going to throw in the towel. And we're like, okay, well, just let us know what you decide to do. That was a difficult moment for them. Like, you're not going to, you didn't try to hard sell us. It's, you got to remember that the people that are reaching out to you, sometimes they have a dream, but they just don't know how to get from A to Z. And you have to help them do that.
I got a call on we run Google Ads and we crush it with Google Ads. Got a call and it was seemingly an unimpressive deal altogether. Mm-hmm. Half an hour away, which I know in LA is like nothing.
It's 2 blocks.
But it was like a lease deal, whatever. We just went under contract for $3.5 million.
Yeah.
So I've learned with my online leads, never judge, pursue everything. Yeah. And
and educate them. There's a good number of them. They're smaller retail. So we get a lot of smaller retail people that will reach out. And they have this idea. They want to be a coffee shop. They want to have their own line. And I put them on to Marcus Lemonis. He used to have a TV show on. It's on YouTube now. You can go see it. And it was called The Prophet. He breaks down how to set up a retail store and how to operate a retail business. I said, you gotta go watch that. I can't give you an education. You couldn't have gone to college and got the education he gives you on that show. Just go watch a bunch of those shows. It'll give you a really great understanding how to even set up your store. Because after watching his shows, I walk in the stores and I go, oh, this is all wrong.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you brought up education, you brought up YouTube. You are the commercial real estate YouTube guy.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, my thing is I want to be an educator getting into coming out of high school, going into college. Unfortunately, I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, so I didn't get very far. I ran out of money and couldn't finish college. So this is kind of my way of doing my education thing. I love it. I love teaching. I love helping people get their businesses started. And so I look for ways that we can really enhance that experience. And when we started ours, I look back, we did everything so wrong. I mean, everything. And it's so much easier now. And I'm happy to get that. If you go on my website, JoeTillinger.co, there's contracts there. There's books there you should be reading. There's tools and tips. And there's everything there that I think is really going to help. I mean, I also spend time on the phone. A couple days a week, I'll sit like an hour aside just to sit down and talk to people about growing a brokerage business.
Wow. So when did you start your YouTube journey?
I don't know if you can watch those or anything else. Hints. So we had another company that we ended up selling it off of years ago. And it was just to help. It was on 10th Street. And so it was a great concept. So much so that one of our bigger competitors in 10th Street decided to approach all of our clients and give them 1 year free of tenant screening. And so fortunately, we had some of that. That pretty much shut us down. So we ended up selling a good portion of that company off. Well, we started advertising on video then, but I saw the response to video, and they're terrible videos. But I mean, I look back and I'm like, good God, how did I even think it was going to work? But it did. And people reached out and they started getting business out of it. And I really think that now video is where we're going more and more. I think you're going to get away from just creating content, putting it out. You have to start creating video content. That's where it's going.
Why do you feel that way?
Everybody I've talked to that's in the industry, to their analytics, I'm leaning them that way. That's what everybody, that's where the big pop is coming from. More video.
Wow.
Well, that's why I really hate to see TikTok if it ends up going away. I mean, I would like to think somebody's going to step in and buy them up or it doesn't get passed. But video content is, if you look at your analytics, which everybody that's doing content, if you're not looking at your analytics regularly, you need to be doing that. And so, yeah, it's really where it's going. And with AI, the stuff that they can go in and create your thumbnails for you now and the subject lines. And I can't believe the number of people that I talk to that are creating content and they don't put their headlines in Headline Raider. I'm like, what do you mean? You don't know what a Headline Raider is? Who does your headlines? Well, we do. I'm like, okay, and what is it if you put it in a Headline Raider? You'll see what it is. It came in at like, out of 100, it came in at like 15. I'm like, okay, now go put something that's going to rate in the 70s at least. And they saw an uptick in there. And so people, and it comes down to education. They should have known. It was like, what can I do? Just Google, what can I do to make my video content?
Right.
Thumbnail is going to be number one. Headline is going to be another.
No, it's so funny. I always say that I'm a marketer with a commercial real estate habit.
Yeah.
Like, what I have found is I'm marketer one, commercial real estate professional two, and I find an overwhelming trend in our industry that people are marketer. They're far.
Every business, first and foremost, is a marketing company first. Because if you have the best product or you have the best service and nobody knows about you, you don't have a business.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a marketing company first. And then, I'm talking about it could be cold. People always say cold calling. Well, that's not marketing. Well, actually it is. It's marketing. Yeah. So you got to be marketing first and then give the best service.
Do you cold call?
I don't right now. Okay. I'm not doing so, but everybody in the office does. We have the companies that we're operating right now. That's our focus. So that and the YouTube channel.
So do you find that you get leads from your YouTube channel?
Yeah. Yeah. Just from the YouTube channel, we collected an additional $200,000 in commissions last year. So I'll do a video with George or one of our agents on an asset class. So I'll do something about an asset class. Somebody will call in and I'll talk to them about it. And I'm like, okay, but you're talking, if you want to find a business, talk about the business, I'm great. But if you want me to find your property, then I'm going to get you hooked up with one of our agents. But yeah, it would add an additional $200,000 to our bottom line.
So how do you use YouTube to target the correct people in your area to then give you a call?
Well, I don't think just our area. Because everything I'm doing is education-based for commercial real estate and some residential. It is brokerage or investment. And so I look at the analytics. I look at the analytics every day. Who's looking at this? 85% male. Very few. I mean, the rest are female, of course. But 25 to 44, that's my sweet spot. And almost everybody's in real estate. And 92% of it's in the U.S. Because that's really where we target more of businesses.
Hey.
But yeah. Yeah, so and I get some from Canada. Chad Griffith's up there. I don't know if we'll chat or not. But
yeah.
He'll tune in every once in a while and make a great comment. So I'm thankful that to meet you.
Yeah, love Chad.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. What a great YouTube channel he has, too. If you want to know anything about industrial real estate, he's the guy.
Yeah, Chad's a wealth of knowledge. He's a great
and
guy.
And all of a sudden, he's got a personality. I'm like, where'd this come from? I'm like, he's building his funny stuff out. I'm like, all right, I got to do better than that.
That's the evolution of getting in front of the camera, getting comfortable in front of the camera. And it's a learning curve, just like everything else. Everybody wants to post and go viral. And that's just not a reality.
It's not easy. I mean, Hootsuite put out a report yesterday, the 38-page report, which I'm not done reading yet. But and here's the thing. They give this information out for free. Then everybody used to hoard all this information. So I take that information and I'm reading every bit of it. And so much is changing so quickly that, you know, you've got to stay on top of it.
Wow. So if you were to start as a commercial real estate broker today, knowing what would you do from the ground up?
In my market in LA, Los Angeles, I would be retail in an area that I really knew very well. I would focus on retail. I would be obviously cold calling everybody, cold calling tenants, cold calling landlords. I'd be doing boots on the ground at least every other week. I'd pick three blocks. I'd pull a block program. I would pick three blocks of the street. And I'd go in and meet the retailer. Hi, I'm Joe Callender. I work this area. What's your name? What's your position here in the company? Are you the manager? Salesperson. And then get to know them. And if you can, get to know the manager. Capture the information. Walk out. Make a note. Well, this is what was said. This is the person I spoke to. Go to the next door. Do the same damn thing. All three blocks. Go across the street. Go the three blocks back down. I'm going to do that at least maybe every other week. Until when I walk in, they're going, hey, Joe, how you doing? And then what's going to happen is they're going to start saying, hey, Joe, did you hear about that across the street? What's happening over there? I'm like, no, what happened? And they're going to tell me. Somebody built all this information up over time, and that's going to bring me so much value. But also, about every 3 months, I'm going to take an additional 3 blocks off. So eventually, I'm going to own that street. I'm going to be the person that's got all my signs on that street, and every tenant and every landlord is like, hey, that Joe really works this area hard. He knows everything. I'm going to call him. And so do that. Cold call. I get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. If there's a community and group that I should belong to on Facebook or they meet, I'm going. I would start there. Then once I get the retail going, I might diversify a little bit because, you know, maybe I'm going to do some investment sales as long as I know it. Or while I'm doing retail at night or on weekends, I'm going to be learning maybe multifamily sales or something, some investment sales. So I can diversify a little bit. And then eventually I'll probably bring a team member in that's going to run that for me. And we're really going to blow that out. And so that's how, if I was new in this industry, that's what I would be.
Los Angeles is an intimidating market.
You don't like it, brokers. I mean, if you say where we're at, I'm in Brentwood, and just in our building, remember BRCNA is downstairs. They have an office within probably a half mile. There's two or three agents, commercial agents, or competition.
Holy smokes.
That's just on the west side here. You get into Santa Monica, there's more. You get into Beverly Hills, there's a ton. There's some big companies there. Yeah, so, West Hollywood, same. Hollywood.
So how do you all differentiate yourself?
It's our marketing. Our marketing, like I said before, if you Google a commercial broker in Los Angeles, we're going to come up in front of most of them. And especially in a market like this, we don't want a listing right now that's above market. I tell our agents, do not take a listing unless you're at or even below market. And if you're below market, you will get up to market, but seller financing would be helpful as well. You really just got to be the most aggressive but also bring the most value. If you're just doing a cold call to do a cold call, you're beating a drum that is never going to get you anywhere. You want to bring value in everything you're doing. If you're cold calling an area and you haven't been on CoStar and spent 5 minutes looking at the analytics for that area, how many properties are on the market, time on market, price per unit, or whatever, if you're doing multifamily, you need to know all that so you can have a conversation on the latest transactions. Go on CoStar and have all this information in front of you. This many properties are on the market in your area. How are we going to compete with them? Not by having a high price. We're going to have to be at market value.
We want paychecks, not projects.
Yeah. You got so many agents that I know that I'm so busy. I'm like, okay, that's great. Let's talk about your productivity. They hate that word. Because, you know, I mean, if I bring that up, you just see eyes like, oh, not that. But that is the key. If you're doing something that is not productive, you're not busy. You're wasting your time. Do something that you're going to get a return with. You've got to get a return for your time in this business. Because if you're just sitting here all day, every day, doing nothing that is going to get you forward, moving forward, then it's just not, this business is going to eat you alive.
Yeah.
You know? So when we get new agents, and this is something we do really different in our company, is we do a training every morning for newer agents, 8:30 every morning until it takes about 45 minutes to an hour. George does them. And then at the end of the day at 5 o'clock, we sit down with them and go, okay, how did your day go? How many calls did you make? How many emails went out? And we monitor that for a few weeks. And if they don't have any appointments, they're like, okay, I'll sit with them and go, okay, give me your pitch. Let's hear it. Because we got to treat something somewhere. You can't keep doing the same thing every day and think something's going to change. You've got to tweak it. You've got to analyze it. Because that's our 5 o'clock. Even our more experienced agents will sit in on that too. They're like, "What? I need to tweak some stuff here. Can we work on this with me? Not I spent 2 weeks of cold calling. I don't have any appointments. And I work on this. And so, it's coming from, Ari, she's somebody that hates cold calling, but she's phenomenal at it. When she gets on the phone, how personable she is, when she gets on the phone, but to get her, she just knocks it out of the park when she gets on the phone, but to get her to do it, it's like, just drag her to the tank and try to get her to crank you out. You're like, come on, Ari. And then she makes money. And next thing, she's walking around the office and high energy, annoying the hell out of everybody. And that's what we love about her. But
Hey, I get, her energy is contagious and is. I adore her.
I get it. I'm the same way with cold calling.
I
can schmooze. I can talk to, but boy, starting that engine is not my priority.
Yeah. It's when you get the first one that is really, it really gives good feedback and it really helps. It's just a tongue. You had an agent crying yesterday. She got, and I'm like, well, what? I'd rather have you this way than not care, because the fact that you care is why you're here. And so, but it's, we've all been kicked so many times, and you don't want it to start not affecting you. It should affect you, and maybe you learn from it. Maybe you did something, you're like, oh, well, yeah. Lord knows I did. When I was cold calling, I'm like, okay, I need to even pitch up a bit.
Yeah. There's definitely a balance between having emotion towards you do get kicked in the teeth and standing that still pick yourself up and you could still close a deal. You know, you never know what's going on. That's the cool thing about our business. Never know who will come back, who you'll revisit, and what you'll close today, tomorrow, or the next day, or in 10 years. So.
Oh, yeah. We had a young lady about the end of last year. She got a guy who was nasty to her and hung up on her. So 2 weeks later, I'm back. Let's call him again. She goes, no, he hung up on me. Let's call him again. I said, he's not going to remember you. She ended up talking to him. He's not going to have a bad day that day. So she ended up talking to him. She goes, I had no idea that he would be. So it could be just that. Maybe they're just having a bad day, or maybe somebody kicked their cat. You don't know. You just got to kind of roll with it. Was the cat there? The one-toothed cat right there?
No, the orange cat. He's
not the orange cat. Oh, yeah. Well, he looks like we're boring the hell out of him.
Yeah, well, he's used to it. So I have my last question for you that I ask everybody on this show, and then I'll have you tell all the viewers where to find you online, on socials, etc. And my question is what's currently making you happy in real estate?
Oh, well, there's actually a lot. I think other than these freaking allergies today, there's a lot of opportunity out there. I mean, everybody is saying, oh, the interest rates need to go down. If you look back, I mean, you know Bob Knackle, right? I had him on, and I said, Bob, when you started, what were interest rates at? Don't quote me on this because I know you can go back on the video and check. But I think it was 17%, maybe 15%. And I said, yeah, that's about what I thought it was. And I said, so what do you think of rates now? Because they're normal. They're good rates. And so I'm of the same school of thought as he is. But I just think there's a ton of opportunity out there if you go out and find it. And I'm talking to, I had a meeting fairly recently in Dallas a month and a half ago. And met with a bunch of guys. They own banks. And they own a few of these guys own mortgage companies. And one of them's our partner in our mortgage company. You know, they said, you know, we got a lot of workouts happening. We've got a lot of people that are calling saying, hey, I've got a bunch of dry powder. Let me know when. And so there's a ton of opportunity. So there's a ton of opportunity for rovers too, is you got to keep your head up. You got to keep the energy flowing. You got to just keep going and doing the basics. And it's, you know, the block program I told you about before, I hope that if you're in retail, if you go do that for the next 6 months, you're going to see a change in your business. It will. There's just, the opportunity is there. Well, depends on your market, of course. Here in LA, retail is still very strong. I don't know about everybody's area.
But it's having boots on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Knowing what's going on in your marketplace, because so many people don't want to leave their office and they're just going to get on CoStar and call and, you know, get out and shake hands, kiss babies. Yeah, maybe not kiss babies, but, you know, it's get out there and be seen. You know, get people to know you when you walk in and get involved in your community. It's huge. You look, it's a game changer. And so many agents don't. If you really look at what agents are not doing, it's crazy. I'm like, why are you guys not putting content out? Why are you not creating video? Well, I don't know how to create video. Well, document your damn day then. It's that you. When you go out on the show and document the day, you're the queen of it. Well, you're very good at it. So you've got to cut the excuses and just say, it's time to do this because there's a lot of opportunity out there.
I know, I'm like,
I dabbled on a little bit there, didn't I?
No, hey, it's like, I know you're consuming videos. Everybody, literally everybody does. The excuse, I can't, I don't know how, is like, well, fire up a brain cell when you're scrolling online and and see your excuses out the door. I couldn't agree more. I think our industry is so opportunistic.
Find somebody that's doing what you want to do and copy it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could do what Kyle and Eddie and you do on TikTok, I've got so much other stuff I'm focused on, but TikTok, I think, is a powerhouse and it's aging up very quickly. It's in the high 30s, low 40s now, right?
Oh,
as far as age range watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah.
Everybody's on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yep. A lot of you got to find your consumer on into the phones. If you're doing 70 to 100 phone calls a day, that's not going to take you all day. You should be creating content. You should be writing a blog. Writing blogs are, they're key.
After CREI, I fell in love with LinkedIn. I never
LinkedIn's a powerhouse, isn't it? If utilized right. And here's another thing, your profile on all these. Everybody needs to make sure your profile on LinkedIn and all your social is filled out completely. If you go look at Ari Macias on LinkedIn. Go see how her freaking LinkedIn is filled out. We sat down with that and filled that all out. People are calling her. She's in luxury real estate in Beverly Hills. You fill out everything on your profile on all your apps. Make sure it's as easy as most apps to find you on all these platforms.
I really, really appreciate you being on the show today. Tons of amazing value. Tell me where the viewer follow you, find you, and watch your YouTube videos.
Instagram is @JoeKellinger, YouTube, Joe Kellinger. Actually, you can just go right there, Joe Kellinger, and you'll find everything here. You can find all the connections. We try to put as many resources for everybody on there that we can to really help drive value and help our community, because I love this community. I love working on it. I'm thankful that CREI Summit is coming up again. I wish we could do that every month because I learned so much. But I think Ken would be, I don't think he could handle it. It's
He's
a lot.
Good. Deals to do, but yeah. Definitely go to the CREI Summit. I have the time of my life there.
Me too. And the people. So that's the thing. You put a bunch of top producers in a room, and you think, years ago, it probably wouldn't work so well, right? Because of now competition. CREI Summit is all about support. How can I help you? Or this is what worked for me. You should try this in your market.
That's unheard
of. No way. No other seminar or network gets together and does what CREI Summit does.
I really felt like I had found my people. Because I don't feel those warm, fuzzy vibes as much when I step into a little room. And just with brokers, you don't talk the same language. You know, you and I speak the same language. A lot of brokers this party yet. They will be.
Well, they're going to be forced to. I mean, if you've been in the business for a while and you're relying on just cold calls, you're going to get somebody that's going to come in the business. And month number six, if they're in the business, they're figuring everything out. They're starting to do their content and they're starting to figure out how to write the blog. And all of a sudden, they're going to take over your market share. And you have been in the business for 10, 15, 20 years are going to get left behind. And so evolution, this business is going through a serious evolution right now. And there's people that are going to make it from the ones that are paying attention right now.
And we are just getting started.
I agree. It's going to be, and I think it's going to go faster. AI is going to speed things up. It's going to make things move a lot faster.
I know. I'm excited to learn more about AI and our business. Sounds like you have more content coming around that.
Yeah, we do. And another thing is, I think if you're as a brokerage, you see that I'm in a studio, right? Well, this is in our brokerage. So we created our own studio, which I don't know if any of the brokerage has it. We have our own studio within our office. And it gives a place for our agents to go create content. And so if there's a green screen right behind me over here, tons of lights, one that's not where it should be, as you can see. I should have moved out of somebody. And I'll trip over those things when I'm walking around here and I should get to put it back. But yeah, you've got to figure out how content creation is going to be a big part of what you're doing.
It should be the standard, but it'll get there.
We're going to see bigger companies. I just did an interview with Jay Olsonsky, the CEO of AI Global, and he's all on board. And that's within one of the top six largest companies in the nation. And they're figuring it out quickly.
Wow.
Smart dude.
Hey, love it. Love to see it. Joe, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and for bringing first off, for what you do for our greater community. It's amazing. And
thank you.
It's impactful. And thanks for, being here on Commercial Real Estate Secrets today. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next week. Ready to shatter your glass ceiling while creating legacy and financial freedom? Head to my show notes for our free guide, How to Get Started in Commercial Real Estate.